We're doing the Ketuv Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. We're up to the 20th chapter, and he says that in the word Amen, which appears in the Torah, it says that the woman, when she's taking the vow that she wasn't unfaithful to her husband. The priest, the kohen, tells her the vow, and she accepts the vow and says, Amen, Amen. Now, the meaning of the word Amen is not singular, meaning the word has more than one meaning. And if you make a blessing that's really a blessing of praise, and there's no request in the blessing, for example, a blessing over a mitzvah that we're about to perform, or a blessing over a food we're about to eat, so then, if someone made that kind of blessing, when you enter Amen, then what you're really declaring is, from the word emit, what he said is true. His blessing is true, and I believe in that too. I agree. I second the motion, so to speak. Then you have blessings which have praise, but they also have a request. For example, in the Shmona Esrei, when we pray. So after the first three blessings, we're saying praise, and within the praise, we're also saying our needs. And then when we hear that blessing being said, and we say Amen, so then on the one hand, we are declaring that what was said is true, we agree with it, but we're also saying something else. We're also making a request that the words of the blessing come true. Because the blessing wasn't only a statement of fact, it wasn't only words of praise, it was also a request. And so the word Amen has the second meaning, which is a request, may it be the will that this truly comes true. So we have to know which blessing we're saying Amen for. If it's just a blessing of praise, then the Amen means it's true, from the word Amen, I agree. If there's a request involved in the blessing, then the Amen also has the meaning, may it be the will of Hashem that the blessing actually come true, the request and the blessing.